since it's almost game time, it's time to get you ready. And that's why 106.9 Kicks Country has your Blue Pig Pigskin Plate Recipe of the Week with Kent Birdwell of the Blue Pig. We're here in the kitchen. What are we whipping up today?
We're going to do a little spinach dip before the game and get that ready for enjoy at halftime or whenever. But it's a great appetizer, especially when the Vols win today. I have a feeling they're going to win today.
We're going to have some spinach dip, and we're not going to wait till halftime. We're going to start eating it as soon as it's ready. But first, we have to get there. So get us started.
All right, so this is a really simple recipe. And what you want to do before game time is you want to set out the cream cheese because it is quite firm. You want to, what we like to do here is have a double broiler. And what that you can do at home is you just get a bowl. You put it on the stovetop, put a bowl of water underneath it, and just a little gentle rolling bowl, and then put the boil on top of this. And then put your cream cheese in this bowl, and then just let it kind of get soft and melt down.
So a slow softening process is preferable to sticking it in the microwave?
Oh, no, I don't like the microwave. Okay. It's my mom. My mom is like, she's all organic and just not too big, much of a fan, so I don't like the microwave. I don't like to use it.
All right, so we're going to put our double boiler together with a pot of water underneath it, slow boil, put our pot on top, and we're going to stick the cream cheese in there, and it's going to start to soften.
Add a little bit of heavy cream to this as well. Maybe I should give out the portions. You need 8 ounces of cream cheese, and then I'll add maybe a half a cup of heavy cream in this, and that'll help it kind of just get a little soft and it kind of mix in very well. One more ingredient. We need about 2/3 cup of sour cream as well. So sour cream, you got your cream cheese and your heavy cream, and just let this sit in that bowl and just kind of let it soften and melt into each other.
Now what do we do?
Well, we got to add chopped garlic.
And of course.
Of course, garlic is always so good. So I would get 2 cloves of fresh garlic cloves and just kind of chop them up and slice them up. Here, we got it here. Chop this and we'll get on to the next step.
Okay.
Put this in with that cream cheese mixture, let it kind of melt in there and get soft with it. And then add a little salt and pepper, just to taste. Just pinch it in there. And so now you have your cream mixture. Now it's getting soft. You got your garlic in there and your salt and pepper. Now we're ready for the spinach. And a lot of people use that frozen spinach. It's gray. It's dark. I don't like it. I spent time in Boston. I met this Boston lady. And she told me, and it's the same when you go into these other countries, they don't have grocery stores or frozen ingredients, so a lot of things are fresh. And she said that's the biggest secret with a spinach dip, and that's what we do here, fresh spinach. And we use fresh spinach leaves, never frozen, and I think that's why so many people love our spinach dip.
And the secret of the Blue Pig in Cookeville, it's the fresh spinach in their spinach dip.
Yes, and it still has all the good vitamins in it, and it's being fresh, so it's really healthy. So now this cream mixture, it's soft, it's melted down. And what I like to do, you get a sauté skillet, and we'll get that going. Let me get the fire going. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's put this cream cheese in there, in this skillet, and then we just add our spinach. And another little secret is add a little fresh basil.
So about how many fistfuls of fresh spinach are we going to use?
A couple fistfuls, and maybe, you don't want too much basil, but maybe, two basil leaves, kind of chop that up and put this in there with this fresh spinach, and then mix this all while it's on this sauté pan, and you just let it soften and cook down. You put it in a bowl, and you pop it in the oven, and get put a little Parmesan on top. Yes, of course, we can't forget the Parmesan cheese. You got to put the good, I would say a good 1-2 cups of Parmesan cheese to your liking.
We'll go two cups.
And you put it in this saute pan and you cook it and then you pop it in the oven to get a crust on it.
About 350?
About 350 for about 7 minutes because it's already cooked on this saute.
Oh, sure.
So it's already hot and you pop in the oven for about 7 minutes and with a crust on it and then it's ready to serve.
So it's ready for pita chips or tortilla chips or anything.
And get some tortilla chips there or any kind of chips and dip away.
Dig in. It is your Blue Pig Pigskin Recipe for the Week with Kent Birdwell of the Blue Pig. It's spinach dip. You can enjoy this if you want to listen to this recipe all over again. You can over at 1069kickscountry.com. Well, now it's behind the scenes, behind the recipe, and a story because we've heard about you being well kept as a spy for a minute, briefly, and we've heard about the gorillas.
Yes.
And so I gotta have a story. I can't leave with just a recipe and not a story. So what's my story this week, Kent?
All right, so I've, you know, traveling the world, you got, you know, you get in certain situations, and, you know, I have a few.
Some of us, you more than others.
Yes, more. Yes, yes. So one story I remember, I was in Sydney, Australia, of quite a few years ago, and, you know, it was time for lunch. My brother and friend decided, you know, to go somewhere fancy to eat, and I was like, I want to save a little money. I'm just going to go to McDonald's and, you know, go to the park and sit down, and it's a Sunday afternoon. I'm just going to go to the park and relax by myself and just enjoy nature. So they go off, and I, you know, I'm by myself again. And
this always seems to happen to you.
It does, and something wrong happens. I need to remember this. So I go in, it's in downtown Sydney, and I go, this is a skyscraper. It's a big building, but in the center of it, there's a little courtyard in the center, and there's nobody around. You know, Sunday, businesses are closed. So I go down to sit down, and I'm there alone, and the garden's behind me. It's so nice and quiet. And I see this guy walk in. He's wearing a suit, a trench coat. He looks like somebody out of the movie The Matrix. He's got his star.
Okay, so Keanu Reeves arrived.
Yeah, practically Keanu Reeves arrives. Shades. And then he has his hand up to his ear. And he's talking to his hand.
And this is before. Now, this is around what year?
This is 2002.
So this is, you know, before a lot of Bluetooth action was happening.
Exactly. He had an earpiece. I saw the wire from his ear going down into his coat. It's like, well, this is weird.
It's definitely some CIA stuff or something.
Yeah, something. It's very, very odd. And I'm there alone. I'm like, well, this is weird. And he's walking. He's looking around in the bushes in this little garden area, just looking around. And then I was like, what is he looking for? And then just right behind me, maybe 5 feet away from me, he reaches in and pulls out a black briefcase out from behind me and then walks away.
And this is obviously not the kind of guy you stop and say, hey, by the way, buddy, what's in that briefcase?
I know, but it's the strangest thing. He just walks off and he just, some deal went down and I missed out on that. You know, I could have paid for my vacation. I could have paid for my, you know.
Or you could have exploded. You don't know what was.
I could have exploded. I could have been in a lot of trouble, but I thought that was kind of very odd, and I've never had that. I thought it was kind of wow.
And then as he started to walk off, did his coat fly out and he do a bunch of crazy flips in the air?
No, but I, you know, I stood there and I was just stunned and shocked, and I was like, did that just really just happen? And yeah, so I just watched some shady, you know, government. Or who knows, you could have been, you know, I don't know what it was, but it was kind of funny. So
well played, Keanu. Yeah. We all know your story now. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate Recipe of the Week and the Story of the Week with Kent Birdwell of the Blue Pig in Cookville.